Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 803-ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. Whatever you want to talk about, you're more than welcome to
get in. Just got word there's another firing over there. Yeah, I've been there over 10 years. Minority. Because, by the way, for those who didn't know, Bob McNair had a hugely minority staff across the team. So that was people who always made those comments about Bob McNair don't really realize how the staff at the Houston Texans, largely minority staff in many cases with the team.
I will go to my grave soon. I don't know when, but I'll go to my grave saying that this whole Bob McNair was a racist thing is just wildly inaccurate.
No, he had, like, seriously, Tony Wiley, Kevin Cooper, media relations.
Rick Smith.
And then a variety of people who were hired and stayed there well over. This guy was over there a decade. And
these were decisions that Bob McNair made.
This guy was there.
You have Tony Wiley and a Kevin Cooper and a Rick Smith. You don't put an African American in charge of the team of the what your legacy will be in life.
Well, your voice.
No one cares about Bob.
They end up being the voice of the team on press releases.
No one cared about Bob McNair's Cogen. What a great company that or anything else. They cared about what did the Texans do when Bob McNair, and he put an African American in charge of that. So you can't tell me that he was he's so racist that Are you kidding me? You would never do something like that.
No, I'm being serious. Like the firings, there's been 8 minorities since OB and O'Brien. Since OB and Eastby were in, 8 that I know of, and who worked for the Texans well over a decade. And I'm not getting into Bill got Rick Smith. He defeated him with I'll just leave it at that. He defeated Rick Smith in their power battle. That's just two men who don't like each other and both want power, and one guy beat the other one. It happens. Right now what's going on is this is just a complete this is the bloodletting that's going on at the so this is another minority worker. Now, they could end up being replaced with minority workers also. But this is classic. This guy was in team security. So this is a classic case of, and what you had heard too is, or what Adam Schefter said, I should say, in his report about this is, we are bringing you in, you will be loyal to us, and our circle gets tight.
Yeah,
we're going to keep a real tight circle from equipment guys. Well,
Jack Easterby has to have people that are indebted to him. Otherwise, they will turn on
too.
Him. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know who's making these. I mean, Nick may be. Maybe Jack is the guy. Jack, you have to do the firings. You're already an unpopular guy. You do it anyway. Maybe Nick Caserio does that. Because usually it's GMs that do a lot of this stuff. But Jack is executive vice president of football or whatever he is. Yeah. Maybe so. I just know that there's a bloodletting going on behind the scenes right now. And there will be more. And this was expected. This is not unexpected. I've figured the whole time that as soon as the season was over, people were going to get whacked. I thought Amy would, Palsic. Mm-hmm. That was one of the ones I definitely expected. And although that wasn't Jack, I don't think that fired her. So it wasn't.
It was Jamie.
Jamie Root said he did it. But,
or maybe he took he fell on the sword.
I think it was Jamie. Yeah, but this this is going to be a lot of everybody out of the building that we didn't hire, everyone in the building. It's like a regime change not a regime change, but it's like when a president comes in and hires all his own. That's what they're doing. Only, you know, a lot of these don't require. You know what Chris Ballard did when he went in? He didn't change. He said, I'm going to give these are people who have been working here, who have families here, who live here. I'm going to give them all a chance to prove themselves to me. He had a bunch of changes he wanted to make. And his analytics department, he's like, you know what? I like these guys. I think they did a good job. He let them work for a year. He goes, you know what? I'm in with them. He gave Chuck Pagano a chance. Just wasn't his guy. So yeah. Went in a different direction. All the scouts, he stayed with most of them over the years. People in the front office who worked there, secretaries, he didn't make any changes. The field guy, no changes. He just thinks the message needs to change. You don't need to get super secretive and you know, Scott Pioli and when Pioli was there in Kansas City as the GM, and they had the head coach who he didn't get along with came over from Pittsburgh.
Oh yeah. He and Ben used to fight.
Yeah. So it was they said Pioli was like, there were stories about guys having recording devices and hiding files from other guys in the building. When Kansas City got in, they said we had to try to decode and find all kinds of stuff because Pioli was so secretive that things that should be available.
Todd Haley.
Yeah, Todd Haley. Things that should be available to the next, the new, they had to get in there like, where the hell is everything? And like, hey, he was so paranoid because he comes from New England. Uh-huh. You know, that's what you do. And this is what they're doing now. Nick Caserio, they're, you know, he and Jack both worked over there and said, okay, this is what you have to do. You have to get everything cleaned up. You tighten it up. You tighten up the circle and it's us against the world. And this is the beginning of that, making sure that you bring on people who are loyal to you. The only way you can be sure of that, because you know who requires loyalty? Guys doing equipment room guys. Now in the now they did in New England because of the deflate stuff and cell phones and all that stuff.
But you know those guys would be the true story with Jack Easterby. I'm sure everybody that wasn't hired by him would be behind the scenes going, man, what a POS this guy.
That's
is.
True.
You know what I'm saying? And you can't.
Well, they already do think that about him.
Yeah. No, they do.
They think he's a clown.
Yeah. He's got to have guys that are indebted to him because he gave them a job. And so maybe they won't feel. They'll probably still feel like he's a clown, but do, at least I owe him something.
I just got this text from my son.
It's for his raffle tickets for school. So I'm supposed to give this to you so you can sign up for some of his raffle tickets.
What?
Yep. Alec.
What are they raffling
chance.
Off?
Like $50,000.
So can I 50 what?
Yeah, it's a raffle ticket for like a. Yeah, it's a
I
raffle.
I get to do his homework one night. Is this from Snacks?
I'm not letting you do that. No, it's Alec.
Oh.
Snacks
oh.
doesn't care. Snacks has hated school since he was in kindergarten.
No, I
it
know.
Doesn't make sense. Most kids love kindergarten. Can you ask John if he wants to buy any? See? So don't worry, John. I got
what is the prize?
Care.
Just give me money, it is. This is just give me money.
Yeah, this whole thing started with buy stuff, but what is it? What are you buying?
Yeah, you don't need to worry about that. Great,
no.
Good stuff.
Oh, no, I do have to worry about it. If you're asking me to buy something.
Yeah, buy raffle tickets for what?
Let me
do I get
usually
if I
it's
win?
Like a gift card for $25,000.
No, what?
$25,000?
Or something like that.
No.
Yeah, it's usually a bunch of money. It's like, it's just, you
oh, it's
get one of those Visa
book?
Cards.
A coupon no, book?
No,
that
no,
I get $25,000 off?
It's $20,000.
Okay.
They're listening. It's a $20,000 prize. You get like one of those Visa credit cards that has $20,000 on it.
Wow.
You win $20,000. It's not something like a TV.
What school does he go to that's an actual prize? A $20
and buy six. And my wife said you need to buy six books.
How many
books? That's $120.
A $20,000 prize?
Yeah, she said come up with it.
What?
What?
Yeah, John.
She wants you to buy six books.
Six books?
Yeah. She said that's going to give you a better chance of winning the $20,000.
Yeah, it is.
I'm sure it is.
And also $4,500 Visa gift cards. It's just like Squares, basically.
How about if I just buy like 14?
It's like Squares for a Catholic school.
$14,000 worth. How would that be?
Oh, that's fine too.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I don't have. Have they ever given out the prize that they're
no?
They're peddling?
They have not to me.
No.
To who?
This is like,
has someone ever won the $20,000?
Oh yeah. No,
you know
they
what,
have
you know
to
what the
win
grand
it.
Prize winner gets?
It's not like a lottery.
Eyelids for
sure.
It's not like a lottery. No, Islands for Kids is so, they won't accept them as one of their charities.
So this this Catholic school just has we can dole out a $20,000 gift card. They got it like that?
Well, yeah. Once you sell once all you the get, books,
yeah, okay. Then they're going to go buy the gift card.
Okay.
Yes, feels kind of Ponzi scheme.
Oh, does it?
No. No, once they
Yeah.
Yeah, she said watch him buy them now that he can win 20 G's.
Yeah, John, get to it.
Yeah, can't wait.
Yeah, no.
Thanks, Nicole, hey, for my 20,000.
You know, you should say, John, come up off that real name, and I'll buy some books.
Yeah.
Come up off that real name.
I'll buy $120 worth if she tells me her real name.
Ooh.
Yeah.
She's listening.
Yeah.
Let's see. I'll see if she texts.
Let's see.
If you tell John your given name, because now she's going to say, my real name is on my birth.
Is
on my, no, you, what's your name on your birth certificate?
Yeah.
He said he will buy 6 books of raffle tickets.
I don't know about that anymore. Yeah, I don't
know about that 6 books.
Oh, wait. No, don't tell him then. John's no longer sure.
Wait. I don't know about 6 books for that. Yeah,
for just the name. I don't care that much.
Not all about that. 813 ESPN 97.5. I want some insurance on this deal, Lance.
Hey, after you buy. She'll do it after you buy, she said. TJS Insurance makes it that easy, too. It's just that easy, you know? They say, you want low insurance rate for your homeowner's policy, but you want to have a rated insurance company. Well, yeah, I want both. Oh, good. We're glad you decided to finally shop your insurance. You know how many people, and my parents are included in this. I was like this for a long time where I didn't shop my rates. And I had one company and I had all these discounts because I had my car and my home on the same policy. And I thought I had all these discounts, but then when you shop them separately through TGS, they actually will get you lower rates. Like TGS, if you're worried about it, they'll even go take care of your car insurance as well. Now, they specialize in homeowners insurance, but they'll go that extra mile for you if that's something you're worried about. And homeowners insurance, you should be able to get A-rated insurance without having to worry about paying ridiculous amounts of money every single year. Keep more of your hard-earned money back in your pocket. It's $900 annual savings is the average, and many people save much, much more than that. Text the word money to 232323. That's 232323.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Can we get a... Is anyone offering anything for Victor Oladipo yet? Anything, like... Anything out there for Victor?
Was the only guy on when the court last night? John Wall never plays. Christian Wood has got an ankle made of Barbie dolls and glass. And you want to get rid of Victor Oladipo. Okay? I mean...
Yeah.
You got to have one player. Why are you trying to get rid of the one player they have?
Well, John Wall can't be expected to play all the time.
How about Chris Hansen just keeps on getting ESPN just keeps showing his touchdown catch over and over and over again.
Chris Hansen was catching predators.
Oh, that's right.
Not to catch
Chris Hansen drinks beer out of his nose, through his nose. My buddy in Green Bay.
So that's his name too? Yeah,
Chris Hansen.
The most famous Chris Hansen's the one who catches predators.
Yeah.
When you hear,
you don't,
I'm Chris Hansen. Whoop. No, you're not.
Yeah,
those guys, what are you doing here? I was in a rabbit hole. That's an easy rabbit hole. What are you doing here? To meet a 16-year-old girl. I was going to tell her that this is dangerous.
Who keeps sending?
She shouldn't be doing this. I was going to come to, this is the point that I was making.
Look how it
could have ended for you. And you're lucky it was me. I'm teaching her a lesson about how it could have been bad. Like, wow, that's a pretty quick thinking there. But I don't think it's going to work. Victor Oladipo, I don't know the answer on this, John. So I don't know the answer. How many games, out of the last 10 games for Victor Oladipo, how many games has he shot 50% from the field? I don't know the answer. I'm about to look it up.
50%? That's a lot.
Okay, how many times out of the last
10 games? Let's go 45 or 43. I mean, it's still not going to be a great number. I would say probably twice since he's been here.
Oh, since he's been here.
Yeah, his game loss.
Well, his first game was.
He was 50%?
In a sec, he's done it twice.
That's what I said, twice.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. How many times has Victor Oladipo shot over 40% from the field over his last, let's say.
Well, since he's been a Rocket.
Okay, since he's been a Rocket. How many times has he shot over 40%?
Okay, so over 50 was two. So it's at least two. I'm going to say four.
Three.
Yeah, I was going to say
three. Everything else has been under 40%.
Out of 12 games.
12 games.
Is that considered good to shoot?
That's a 20, it's 25% of the games.
Is it considered good for
25%, he's over 40%.
For 75% of the games, is that considered good to shoot in the 30s?
Let me ask you something, Lance. Maybe this will answer your question.
No, I'm a numbers guy, so.
So I'm going to give you some numbers. I said 12. I don't. Hold on. I was counting games where he was available but didn't play. It's 10. He's played 10 games as a Rocket so far, according to Pro Basketball Reference or Basketball Reference. He is shooting under 40%, 38.7% from the field overall. Is that good?
From a numbers standpoint, in terms of some of the numbers I look at from an analytics standpoint, it's not. That's not what we consider in the analytics community to be.
Again with the analytics.
To be the
he's
number
the
that we that misses the
he's
mark of where the low bar is from an analytics standpoint.
Okay, I'll give you a different number.
Okay,
he has shot a little over seven threes per game. Is it good that he's making under 30% of them at 29.7?
I won't answer that until you tell me his true shooting percentage, because that might be actually really high.
No, it's unlikely.
Well, you're telling me if a 2-point and a 3-point percentage are both very low, that the true shooting percentage can't be higher?
I'm telling you it's not good.
From a math standpoint, he's not.
He's far worse than he was than his 9 games with the Pacers earlier in the year. He's been a worse player since he's been here.
Getting used to the guys.
No, I would say it's
he's not,
he's
not so
shooting.
The baskets yet.
Shooting is affected
he's not,
by
he's not used to the baskets.
Shooting is affected by the guys he's with.
Right.
How he's shooting.
Right.
It's it's actually really a
Getting
lot
the ball
worse
in the right spots. His These points, guys don't know yet.
His points are lower. His turnovers are higher. His assists are higher. His rebounds lower. His free throws higher. His 3-point shooting lower.
Well, because they lost the game lower. Last night where it was close going into the fourth quarter because they only scored 7 points.
He was the only guy on the floor.
Well, he was the only guy on the floor for 3 quarters, and it was okay.
Because David Nwaba got hurt.
So what? You're the only guy on the floor.
David Nwaba is hurt. How are we going to win a game?
If you're the only guy on the floor, you should be able to get yours.
No, not in this case. They don't get the ball in the right spots.
Oh. He's a point guard. What are you talking about?
Shots.
He was a point guard last night. He has the responsibility of getting people involved, not other people.
You know what I've come to realize? James is better than Victor Oladipo.
Is that what you figured out?
Now that I've seen it in person, I'm like, you know what? I think James is better than Victor
Oladipo.
Victor Oladipo's
reputation is based off 1 year.
It really is.
It really is.
Victor Oladipo is not nearly as good as everyone, including myself, thought. Like, hey, Victor Oladipo.
That's not bad.
That's pretty good. Yeah,
that's
pretty good.
Here's what Victor Oladipo is, an expiring contract.
Yep.
That's what Victor Oladipo is.
With a chance to be.
And you got out of $40 million, and you got an expiring contract.
With a chance to be a guy who comes back.
I mean, you got out of $40 million because your superstar said, I don't want to be here anymore.
You got out of $40 million and you got out of 30.
You got out of it.
Yeah, you also got out of like 35
who's
points.
Who's a hero? Rafael Stone.
You got out of one of the best players in basketball. Too.
That's right.
You got out of one of the highest efficiency rates in basketball.
We're going to share that. We're going to share that 35 points a game. And actually, it's literally going to be 35 points a game.
Mm-hmm. Between like four guys.
Yeah, but we're going to stop people.
That's right? Well, they didn't
We're only
going to
give up 100.
They didn't do much of that last night.
But we'll score 35.
They didn't do much of that last night.
No, not nearly as much.
They are
injured. How are you going to stop a Charlotte club like that?
You mean the
with
first
all that firepower?
The rookie, was it the first rookie to ever make 7 threes in a game?
Thank you. Thank you.
That's what they did last night?
Yeah. 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 822 ESPN 97.
I told John this when I came in, and John was already crapping on him. LaMelo Ball is going to be better than I wanted him to be. I regret to inform you that LaMelo Ball is unfortunately going to turn into a player.
Hmm.
Lonzo, we'll
see. Lonzo, they already want to trade. New Orleans already wants to trade him.
Lonzo's just a lot of talking a badge. That's not
I don't know. LaMelo's, we'll see. We'll see. Slow down.
I mean,
you saw him last night. Slow down.
24-10-7. You think that happens on accident?
He's another guy. Somebody's got to score.
He busted on Oladipo. Your guy.
They suck. That's their 12th win of the year.
They're okay. They're better than
the playoffs because they're in the East.
Where would they be in the West? They'd be competing in the West in the playoffs. Think.
Huh?
They'd be competing in the West in the playoffs.
I think LaMelo's going to be better, although he did get a lot of open three-point looks yesterday.
Yeah. I mean,
he's a better shooter than his brother.
Yeah.
Which is a first step.
Well,
he's a 36% three-point shooter. That's good.
I'll take that right now.
Yeah. Well, Victor Oladipo can't do that.
I'll take that right now. Victor Oladipo is here for a cup of coffee, and then he's leaving. That's
LaMelo is a 14-6-6 guy right now. He'll take that from a rookie point guard.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Lance is talking about a 24. He played the Rockets. Not really the Rockets. He played David Nwaba.
So they played the Hornets. And
you know who got on the field on the court last night? Mason Jones got on the court last night.
So what? Oladipo should have more than 21.
No. That's a career high. So let's talk about this Carson Wentz thing for a second. Where does he... they're talking about a Matthew Stafford package for him. For a guy that sucked so bad
about that?
That he got replaced by a rookie.
Who's talking about that? A fan site? No one's getting that.
No.
Apparently the Eagles want that.
good luck.
Adam Schefter's talking about that.
Yeah.
Says there's a chance we could see Carson Wentz get traded this weekend, that the Eagles are looking for a Matthew Stafford package in return. Good luck with that. I'm looking for a Matthew Stafford. I'm not looking for Matthew Stafford's package, but I'm just looking for... I'm looking for a lot if that's Matthew Stafford, what's Deshaun going to bring? Like seven? I think Trader Jeff might be right. 7 ones for Deshaun.
You act like they're not getting that for Carson Wentz.
No. Well, okay. What is okay? You make your prediction.
A first.
That's it.
Yeah. You got to take on bad salary.
Well, it's terrible salary.
You get a first.
Yeah.
Maybe you get back a first and a fourth.
So apparently
maybe a first and a fourth that turns into a third. But I'm not giving up two firsts for that guy. That guy was one of the worst quarterbacks in football last year.
Schefter noted that the value of a future first round pick is not the same as that of a first round pick in the upcoming draft. But that still seems like a steep price for Wentz. That said, 4 years younger than Stafford. He's only 4 years younger than Stafford. Stafford feels like he's been around forever.
You got to remember now, Stafford's deal was also partially because they got rid of Goff's contract.
Yeah.
That's a big part
of it. Well, right. So they had to throw in more.
Yeah.
Right. He's the Brock Osweiler of trades.
Yeah.
I believe Carson Wentz started his career at like 24. So he wasn't like a 22-year-old rookie. He was a 24-year-old rookie. So that's why he's
only 4 years
Mormon
younger.
Mission?
He's only been in the league 2 years, but he's 4 years younger than Stafford, who's been in the league for 12. I thought they made a pretty good point on the show before ours, Keyshawn and those guys. Zubin was actually making this point. You know, Goff made the playoffs, got to the Super Bowl, and made the playoffs again. How much better is Matthew Stafford going to be?
I said this yesterday about I wouldn't be giving up picks for Stafford. I get you have to get rid of Goff, and that's your choice. But Stafford, that's the guy I'm leaning on to elevate me.
Stafford with the Rams can be an MVP candidate.
You know what Stafford is? Stafford is that girl at work that you just started noticing, like, hey, you know, she's been around for a long time. Like when Jim started figuring out Pam. Well, I guess he had for a while, but it's like, hey, you know what? Maybe I need to go out with her. You know, my dating history has been... And now it seems like a pretty good option, even though Stafford's been there forever. Now the Rams all of a sudden say, you know what? We got a bad breakup with Goff. Maybe, I know, you know, she's a single mom. Stafford's the single mom who's like, you know, she's kind of cute in a mousy way. Maybe we see about going out with Matt Stafford. And Matt Stafford is, nowhere has Matt Stafford, he threw for 5,000 yards one time. That's great. 190 passes to Megatron.
How's Matt Stafford looking in them jeans, though?
What's he actually done?
Because she's always wearing a dress at work.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Maybe all of a sudden Matt Stafford's a little more dressed up, and you say, you know what?
Wait.
You know what? I can't keep doing this with these Jared Goff types. I just need somebody who's a little more steady, she's got a kid, like an 11-year-old. But
so you know she does
at
stuff.
The same, well, yeah, but that's not where I was going. Like, you know what? She's not going to be out tricking around.
She's looking for something stable.
I'm done running around looking. Maybe it's time I just settle down with Matt Stafford.
And settle is the operative word.
Yeah, they're settling down with Matt Stafford. You know, just Matt's got his own job. He makes his own money. Matt is stable.
You know, Jessica's never going to make you extremely happy, but it's better than nothing.
Matt doesn't say things in a text string about piping your girlfriend.
No, that's true. True. And you know, you'll come home, you'll have a somewhat invigorating conversation, and then you'll retire and do your husbandly duties, and you'll do it all again the next day.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Jessica provides.
It's fine.
I mean, something really exciting.
He's more stable.
It's not the quarterback you thought you would have when you planned your future. You didn't think about Matt Stafford / Jessica, but it's where you are.
Yeah.
That's it.
And that's fine. That's for where you are. You know what? This is what my life is now, and this is what I'm going to do. If I'm in the Rams, you're like, you know what? Yeah, we thought we had something with Goff, something special. It was hot whenever we went to the Super Bowl, and now it's just like, just a big problem.
It's just
a big problem.
Just a huge problem. All right, 703-780-3776. I'm not sure Matt looks all that good in him.
Well,
I don't know. Sucks. We'll see. We'll find out.
I feel like Jessica's a two-face. In some light, she looks one way. In other light, that's what Matt Stafford is.
Time to talk about Chastain Ford right now. My peeps over at Chastain Ford, I got to tell you, they just got it. It's so funny. They're going to do everything to get these 2020s off the lot. It's 2021. It's 6 weeks into 2021. They need to get these off the lot. They're going to do whatever it takes. When you're talking about this EcoSport for $14,999, what a great first safe new car for your kid. That's a great way for your kid to start driving because it is safer and it's really, really neat car. And it's something, and it's inexpensive at $14,999. This is the kind of thing that you need, and they're gonna do everything to put you in that thing at the best price you can possibly get because they got to get it off the lot. The 2020 Explorers, $10,000 off right now. Who knows, you know, what price you can get those for? F-150 XLT crew cabs, $10,000 off. And then there's all kinds of Ford stuff that Ford does as well to help you get into that car with all kinds of deals that they can make. So if you're looking for that great deal from a company that you can trust, a company that's not going to just throw all kinds of add-ons on you, there are no add-ons on you. You go there and you tell them what you want. You tell them what you can spend and you tell them what you want. And then they say, well, okay, do you like this? Do you like this? Do you like this? And that's it. Okay. If this is what you want, as opposed to, no, you got to get this too. No, we're not doing that at Chastain Ford. They didn't do it with me. They're not going to do it with you. It's on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown. Or you can shop online at ChastainFord.com.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Wow. How funny is this? Tom Brady has a higher chance of making the Super Bowl than Steph Curry does to make a three-pointer.
No way.
Brady has reached the Super Bowl in 10 of his 21 seasons. That's 47.6%. Curry's career three-point average is 43.4.
That's the most incredible thing I've heard.
Of all the Tom Brady stats.
He's got a higher hit rate on getting to the Super Bowl than Curry has on making
a three. That's unbelievable. Brady's kids take yearly trips to the Super Bowl stage like it's grandma's house.
Who said that?
Some guy on Twitter. That is funny, but it's true. They're there every other year.
They don't appreciate it.
No. They're like, this is what, doesn't everybody do this?
Yeah.
Go to the Super, just stand on the Super Bowl stage with the trophy? Doesn't everybody do this? That's their kids. I was thinking
they're talking to Drew Brees' kids. Hey, did you guys get it? Yeah, we went once, and I had to wear those when I was a tiny baby. There's a picture of me wearing earphones.
Yeah. That is unbelievable. I was thinking, are Brady's kids going to be quarterbacks? How do you live up to that, to your dad, to that?
Well, I mean, Tiger Woods' son has a pretty sweet swing. He's a better chance. Yeah, it's, Tiger
okay.
Woods
who's going to have more? Okay, who's going to have more majors? Tiger's son or Tiger?
Tiger's son.
No, he ain't gonna have more. He ain't gonna have. He ain't gonna have 15.
You don't know.
You know what Drew Brees' kids say in response? At least our dad doesn't make out with us.
Yeah. But okay, daddy doesn't love us, mommy.
Hey, has your dad's tongue ever been down your throat?
He doesn't put his tongue down his son's throat.
I mean,
give me a kiss on the lips. That was one of the worst things. Don't do that anymore, Tom.
Drew Brees' kids win, by the way. Yeah. They win that battle.
He knew that was on TV. He didn't care.
There was a camera right there. Don't do that anymore. Please.
That was creepy.
That was a little creepy. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here. 713-780-3776. The Texans have hired Josh McDaniels' brother in just another move that'll piss you off by the Houston Texans. His brother is going to be – he was the quarterback coach at Michigan?
Yes. They did some restructuring. He had to go. Michigan, you know, Harbaugh trying to save his job. Yeah. Getting new coaches in there.
Well, their quarterbacks have sucked. So
that's the other thing.
Yeah.
So now he is the assistant wide receiver coach and overall offensive assistant here for whatever reason.
Yeah. So he is, the assistant wide receivers coach.
Correct.
Right. And he's Josh McDaniels' brother. His name's Ben. And, you know, I don't know what. He actually never worked for the Patriots. So just so everybody knows,
he worked for
his brother in Denver, but he never worked for the Patriots.
Does he walk on water?
No,
you know what I'm saying.
And he's never coached. Well, he coached wide receivers once at Rutgers, but in 2014.
Red fish, blue fish.
But other than that, he's generally been an offensive assistant / quarterback coach. So I don't know what type of expertise he has with wide receivers.
Can you guys tell me the team colors of the Patriots?
Red, white, and blue and silver.
I see blue.
Blue.
Red fish, blue fish. I said red, white, blue, follow the money.
Follow the money.
Red fish, blue fish.
Right, one fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
it's so terrible.
The Texans just, hold on a second. The Texans just had a hiring. It's kind of a big deal. In an effort to improve, well, this is what Jeff Gilbert's telling me on Twitter. In an effort to improve player relations, the Texans have named Randolph and Mortimer Duke as special assistants to executive vice president Jack Easterby. That would be the two racist brothers who
in trading places.
In trading places.
Yeah.
I'll bet you $1 we can turn this Negro into an upright citizen.
Well, you cannot.
Like, that's the whole story. And then Eddie Murphy gets over on him.
Yeah.
And then Eddie Murphy wins.
Yeah.
Eddie Murphy won a lot in the 80s.
Oh, yeah, Eddie Murphy.
He was usually victorious in the 80s. 90s were a little harder. Eddie's making a little comeback now. Are you going to watch Trading Places? Dell?
Coming to America 2?
Are you watching? Coming to America 2?
On Amazon?
Nigerian.
What?
Prince coming to America.
Is he a Nigerian? I thought he's from a fictional country.
Well, Zamunda.
Yeah. What do you mean Nigerian prince?
Well, it's in Nigeria. Zamunda's
in Nigeria, probably.
It's in Nigeria.
Yep.
It's not really. Eddie's winning currently. Have you seen his wife? His current wife?
No.
Eddie?
Or his current partner? They're not married.
Eddie doesn't look like he's aged. Neither does, frankly.
Look up Paige Butcher.
Huh?
Paige Butcher is his current partner. He's winning currently.
Okay, now. So see what you did to the show.
Hey, just look it up.
Paige Butcher. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Eddie hasn't stopped winning, by the way.
Eddie wins.
She's from Perth.
She's from Australia.
Oh, wow. She talks funny. I love that.
How do you know these stuff?
Because I remember Eddie's the dumbest things. That's why.
Do you have a subscription, a digital subscription to Us Magazine?
No, I just remember stuff.
Stars, they're just like us.
No.
I'm sorry.
I saw Paige Butcher and I remembered her.
She talks funny.
You don't like Australian accents?
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
Do you like the way she talks there?
Yeah, she's talking.
Huh?
Yeah, those guys are loud.
Well, those guys. Is there two other guys? What do you mean, those guys? Yeah,
those guys.
John is so disrespectful.
He's very disrespectful.
Wait a minute. Eddie's having a baby or did? Welcome's 10th child. Eddie's got 10 kids?
You see?
Eddie's prolific.
His 10th child into the world with fiance Paige Butcher. Who was born on November? Wow, Eddie, man, 10 kids.
Well, he's got enough money. He can spread
money
it around.
The problem.
He can spread it around. Well, why? Money, I didn't know that
you got to deal with kids.
When did this come into existence?
What?
At Not Trash LZ.
You didn't know?
Trash Ass LZ. Not Lance Zierlein. And his avatar is someone falling off a ladder. Not Trash Ass LZ is the Twitter handle.
I knew
he's
this.
Got zero followers.
Well, all he's doing
we need
is-
to follow him. I'm following him.
I did not know. I knew of
he's
this guy.
Follow.
I just didn't know he had that avatar.
Okay, numbers guy, pitmaster, CEO, eyelids for kids, ally.
Not at Trash LZ.
And you forgot to put in Dapper.
Dabber.
Dabber. Dabber.
Yeah, if you guys want to follow not Lance Zierlein, at Not Trash.
It's not that great.
And by the way, he sends out pictures of Mary Elizabeth Winstead.
Yeah. He quote tweeted it.
Oh, I've seen them all, so it doesn't matter.
And robots that
it's
are
all
killing
the
people.
It's all the things you're focused on.
He
makes comments on.
Yeah, but it's just not that. Like, I saw him. I was hoping he'd be funnier. Most of the parody accounts are not that good. That's what I've noticed.
I wouldn't mind owning old 97 vinyls if these were the covers, and it's just pictures of Mary Elizabeth Winstead.
I follow him. I'm his first follower.
You can follow him. I just don't think it's like it hasn't been that funny. Bill O'Brien is not that, like, they're not clever. They're super predictable.
Oh, this is.
Yeah, I've seen all those. All those Mary Elizabeth Winstead pictures you're showing me. Like, I haven't been down that rabbit hole.
Right.
Come on.
Well, that's why he's you.
Come on, get on my level. I don't have
but
to
I know.
Do that.
This,
I'm not
he,
posting
I
that.
Mean, he's almost identical to you. What are you talking about? That's
no, he's
not a very good parody.
My thoughts.
Well, yes.
Right.
That's
and
the point.
To that's put it
out
there.
Well,
that's
only
the
he's
point.
Doing it better. You don't put pictures of Mary Elizabeth Winstead.
That's stupid. My wife follows me on Twitter.
No kidding. So
she didn't.
He
at
can
one
do
point.
The things you want to do.
She did. By the way, my wife said, "Are you getting some thing books?
I'll get
raffle
a book.
Books or
I'll
not?
I'll get a book.
That's not enough.
What are you talking about?
That's one book.
How many are you getting?
20. Yeah.
Nah, not enough.
She How many are you
at least
getting?
Four books.
No, I'm not. $80 for this for nothing?
A chance
just
to win.
Your
a chance to win $20,000?
Yeah. Guess what?
You
one
buying,
book is enough.
Are you buying four books?
Yeah.
I already have. Me?
Yeah, you.
Yeah, I had to buy. I've already bought six books.
Do we believe that, John?
And
I'm paying for his.
It's your kid.
But I got to pay for his tuition.
Then you want to make some of that back, right?
Tuition. This is just
baloney. If you win $20,000, you know how much
you know
that'll
what
pay
I,
for
when
one
I grew
year
up,
there.
You know what we did? Went to public school. And we got good educations with good teachers.
And you sold chocolate-covered almonds for baseball.
No, for Little League baseball, Right. Well, yeah, you sold chocolate-covered almond candy bars or M&Ms. Or we would eat them and just tell our mom, like, oh, we ate this. She'd get real pissed off and didn't have to pay for them.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to sell them. Go in the neighborhood and sell these.
That was the worst.
Yeah. I sold them to myself. I know.
Standing
my kids had to sell one year. They had to sell, or Drake had to sell wrapping paper.
What
for
the?
Christmas wrapping paper.
Oh.
Which is a good thing. Like, you buy it one time for 10 years.
Who's going to buy that?
I stood in front of a pharmacy asking people, strangers, hey, would you like to buy some chocolate? God, it sucked. It's the worst. It's the
Eddie
worst
Murphy
thing.
With
one
10
of the worst
kids.
Thing you ask kids to do.
All right, we got to take a break. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. You need a generator.
Generator, super center. Chris Gatlin, who I've known for a long time, he's over there at Generator Super Center. And we were talking about the fact that, you know, with generators, people don't think about them usually at this time of the year. Well, they do in other parts of the country where it gets very, very cold. Did you know that we're going to be sub-freezing this probably Sunday, overnight, Saturday to Sunday? There's a chance that if we get a certain amount of water at all, that you could have it freeze up. You have heavy branches. They fall on power lines, and boom, it's down, and it's down for a lot longer than you think. This happens in the north, northeast all the time. Well, we have issues with rainstorms, hurricanes, tropical storms, wind, and then sometime, of course, just your garden variety outage with the transformer blows. When you have no energy, it sucks. No power sucks. You start realizing, wow, the freezer's not working, the refrigerator's not working, don't have the air conditioner. Of course, you don't have your basic amenities. If you have a tankless water heater, you don't have hot water anymore either for your shower. make sure that you have Generator Super Center's Generac automatic standby generator. These generators are seamless. When your electricity goes off, they turn it right back on. They've got a free estimate available for you at Generator Super Center, and they got low monthly payments available for you. And it's the Generac automatic standby generator. They're the number one dealer in the nation. 281-377-9774 or go to generatorsupercenter.com.
This is Heisman Trophy winner and College Football Hall of Fame, Mike Rozier, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 846 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 is the number to hang out with us here. 713-780-3776. Apparently, Drew Brees has restructured his deal to save the Saints $24 million.
Wait. I thought Drew shut it down.
Well,
they're saying that is the precursor to his retirement.
Yeah. The move lowers his base salary to a little under $1 million, and by bringing the salary down to the minimum, the Saints will be able to hold his salary cap charge. While Brees ultimately decides his own future. He hasn't retired yet. If he retires, the Saints can then hold him on the roster until June 1st, place him in the retired so that you can split it up over 2 years. So he's
but helped. He is retiring.
Well, yeah.
Right? I mean, that's already come out.
He hasn't made the announcement yet.
No, it's just the belief that this is the first step in that, which would mean the Saints become another team in desperate need of a quarterback.
Well, yeah. Well, or they've got – didn't he say he's got his answer in the house already?
Sure. I'm sure
is Jameis the guy?
Sure, he believes that.
Is Jameis really the guy?
You mean the guy they didn't start when they could have? When they started Taysom Hill instead?
Jameis isn't really the guy. Look at how teams – so this is what I find interesting. They got rid of Doug Peterson, and they're going to get rid of Carson Wentz. So maybe that means now they will believe in Jalen Hurts because they took Jalen Hurts out. Like, is Philadelphia going to be in the market for a quarterback? Philadelphia could be in a position to draft quarterback. They're at 6.
Or you go with Jalen. You believe in Jalen?
They need wide receiver badly. Well, this is the point that was made to me with one of the people arguing with me about my mock draft, and it's not a bad point. How often do you get a chance to draft in the top, you know, 6 positions in the draft? So if you're drafting in the top 6 positions of the draft and you're the Eagles, if you have any doubt about if you have any doubt about Jalen Hurts, let's say 1 is quarterback, 2 is quarterback, 3 is not a quarterback. Let's say 4 is not a quarterback. Let's say they don't go. Let's say they go Kyle Pitts with Atlanta. Okay? Let's say it's not a quarterback. 5 is not going to be a quarterback with the Bengals. So 2 quarterbacks are off the board. Now, obviously, you have to have them rated a certain way. Would you go quarterback if you're the Eagles? If
Who's available? Justin or Zach?
Okay, let's say Justin's available. Let's say Zach goes too. So you have Trey Lance and Justin available.
Well, obviously it's who you have higher on your board if you've got that you've got that quarterback
you
high enough.
You just drafted a quarterback in the second round the year before. His quarterback had 1 good game, 1 bad game.
Yeah. That's a tough call.
It is. I mean, no one's putting quarterback over there, everyone's putting wide receiver there. Because they need a wide receiver. But the same philosophy is, look, I say you grade your quarterbacks and you take them as your grades fall. I just don't believe you reach on a quarterback. I firmly believe you don't reach in the first round on a guy that you don't love. It rarely works out.
Now, people could love Trey Lance, though.
No, if they do, though, yeah. Okay, let's say they think very highly of him. Now, it's another guy coming from North Dakota State, like Carson Wentz. But one of the things that attracted them to Carson Wentz is he was a full field reader and very smart because that's what North Dakota State expects of you. That's the same thing with Trey Lance. He's a full field reader and he's very smart, gets his own protections, you know, calls his own protections, and He's a very sharp quarterback. He only has 1 year experience, though, of starting experience. Same kind of size and athletic ability as Carson Wentz. So what would you do? I just think that's an interesting question now that teams are going to have to – Falcons. Would the Falcons take a quarterback there? Most people believe they would take a quarterback there. I'm not sure that I believe it. I think you have – I think it all depends on how you have the quarterbacks rated. But then again, the flip side of that is how many times are you going to be in that position to get a quarterback? And if there's a good one, they're not going to get to you at 9, 10, 11, 12 typically. So that's fair. Unless you're willing to trade up, and then you have to give away additional picks. So that makes some sense.
Well, the Falcons definitely need a quarterback. The Saints now need a quarterback. I mean, from a position, remember just last year we were talking about, man, quarterback situation on every team, it's unbelievable. Everybody seems to have a – it has turned topsy-turvy from, wow, everybody's got their guy of the future, it looks like. Everybody's all set at quarterback. This is not going to be – it's not – you know, there's not going to be a lot of volatility. This is the most volatile we've ever seen the quarterback.
Well, there's still lots of quarterbacks. I mean, there's still lots of quarterbacks who are going to still be in the league. It's just now there's some merry-go-rounds that are happening.
Well, but when Marcus Mariota and Jameis Winston turn into backups, now all of a sudden you're like, holy, you know, and New England's been set at quarterback for 20 years. They're, I mean, it's.
Well, now they're in quarterback purgatory. Well, and that's why the Texans don't want to go there.
And if you want to know the truth, Tampa's going to be in that same situation after next year.
Yeah, they're going to be there too. Yep, the Saints are about to be there.
You would be smart if you were Tampa, if somebody's sitting there that you like, that you grab a quarterback.
Yeah, especially since you won a championship. To me, I get the idea of all in for trying to get your championship. Don't draft players that aren't going to help you right now because you want to get for Tom Brady. Now that you won one, yeah, I'm with you. If you love Mac Jones and he's there, draft Mac Jones.
And he gets to sit under Brady?
Yeah. I couldn't. Something started haunting me yesterday. Like, you know, I'm not big into Mac Jones, but I think he's all right. But what if Mac Jones is the next kind of Brady-ish type of player?
He's got a chance to be.
Where he's smart. He doesn't have this big arm, but Tom Brady's arm got bigger.
Yeah.
With work. Like Tom Brady, very few people put in the work that Tom Brady has put in. He goes, my wife was talking about it, Tom Brady's so chiseled. They showed a picture of his changing faces, and one of them, he was just kind of just fat-faced, super pale. And, you know, they showed his different hairstyles and different faces. Did you see that graphic?
No.
So they showed him in all every different Super Bowl what he looked like. And, you know, he's changed a lot. But Tom, she was talking about him being chiseled. I said, Tom Brady chiseled?
Mm-hmm.
She goes, yeah, look at him. And I said, yeah, in the face. Well, here's the thing. Tom Brady from a, remember, he's got his own personal trainer who's a little bit, like, had some issues with the Patriots. I guess he's a little overbearing. But Tom goes out of his way with the physical workout stuff, with the nutrition. I mean, the hair implants, yeah, that too.
And?
But he's got a certain look that he wants to go for, and he wants to have a certain health level. And Tom Brady now looks probably better physically. He looks way better than he did when he was 23 years old. It's not even a question. 20 years later, he looks better than he did.
Yeah.
Than he did 20 years prior. It's because his workout, and then when it comes to velocity, he found ways to work on his velocity through. It's Tom House and those guys. So House is the one that you hear about all these quarterback gurus, right? You got Steve Clarkson, George Whitfield. Whitfield's kind of I'm trying to remember which ones. Maybe Whitfield's the one who's kind of out of it now. But Jordan Palmer, Carson Palmer's brother, Quincy Avery. There's a lot of different quarterback gurus. Well, the one that I guess everyone is going to now is John Beck and Tom House. And a lot of what Tom House does isn't even throwing a football. They
Tom
barely
House
even throw a football.
Tom House is 100 years old, isn't he?
I don't know. Tom House is the baseball guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tom House is who worked with Andrew Luck to get his shoulder back. Tom House is the one who many quarterbacks are going to. That's who Zach Wilson went to before the season started.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Tom House is the one where I guess Tom Brady goes there as well to work on his velocity. They've got all the different types of, you know, machines and different types of. Oh, Pat Mahomes. You ever see a thing where he's doing, where he's got the towel and he's doing this with the towel from different angles? That's a Tom House deal, supposedly. So yeah, it's a different way of doing things, but they're really starting to fine tune these quarterbacks so that they can last longer and actually improve on, you know, their footwork. Accuracy to me is always going to be a little fleeting for guys who are not naturally accurate, but velocity, I'm not worried about a velocity as much anymore. I used to be, but I've seen quarterbacks who have been able to throw the ball with better velocity.
Accuracy.
I mean, how many all of Carson Wentz's throws.
Accuracy is much more important. That if you could have a few more miles an hour on the ball, accuracy is so much more important.
But if you don't have
anticipation.
Yeah, it is. But a certain velocity allows you to get away with throws.
Yes, 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 absolutely. 856 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. The number to hang out with us. Tom Brady has apologized to Tyrann Mathieu. Mathieu said he wouldn't even repeat what Brady said to him. He said, I'm not going to say what Brady said to him. And immediately I went, ooh, what the hell did Brady say? I would imagine he said something ugly, but not the ugliest of ugly. Something ugly, though. Because Mathieu coming after Tom Brady is one of the dumbest things you can do, I think. Right? I mean, you just spark a dude that is as competitive as it gets, right?
I guess it just depends on what he said. Some things you don't let go. I don't know.
I don't know what Mathieu initially said to Brady.
Yeah, I don't know when it started because this back and forth had been going on before we even caught wind of it. So I wonder how it got going. I'm sure talking across huddles and stuff like that occurred and whatever. Mm-hmm. But Brady did send a text and said he wishes he could apologize in person. So I guess even Tom felt like, maybe I crossed the line here.
He said, I'd never seen that side of Brady before, but he said he wouldn't repeat what he said to me. Interesting. But you get Tom Brady heated, and guess what happens?
Well, as long as you have a dominant offensive line and defensive front, right. Get Tom Brady heated, things are going to go poorly for you.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, when Tom Brady didn't have a defense against Philadelphia, Tom Brady still threw for 550, right?
True, but Tom Brady, heated or not heated, Tom Brady's going to light you up when the opportunity comes. I don't know the difference whether he's mad or not. I just know that team overall just beat the hell out of the Chiefs and made it
physically, even offensively.
Dominated.
Fournette run people over.
Yeah, it was just a beating.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, 713-780-3776, the number to hang with us here on ESPN 97.5. Some baseball news, including your Astros on the other side. Biggest
is it
factor.
Good news?
It is. It's good.
You're not going to crap on us and trick us like with the Easterby thing or something with the Texans?
No. This is good news.
Are you positive?
Yes, I'm positive.
Didn't do something with the Astros.
Actually, this
did
is great news.
Okay,
great news, and we'll do it on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.